We're about to walk out of this moose lodge and into who knows what's out there.
I'm used to Italian women screaming at me. I need to start making good first impressions. I need to stop having, like, people tell me, well, I've warmed up to you.
Last time on Bucci.
All right, Bucci is not doomed. And Sam Beckett never made it back home. It turned out it was just a job watching hens make babies. I don't make that noise. I've never, never done a handshake that didn't end with me apologizing. They'll be going tip of the fingers, and I'll be going itsy bitsy spider.
Yeah, I went in for the full handshake, and she only gave me just her fingers.
Make Bucci the Simone Biles of handshakes.
So call your response. Out.
I prefer handshakes over milkshakes, too. Is that, am I a cannibal?
It sounds like you might be, yeah.
Here we go.
Ow! Missing him!
Swing and a miss, yeah.
I missed you four times!
Hey, some things aren't easy in life.
Like a hams is a beer, two M's, mm-mm.
You're a sommelier, Bucci.
Heat up the mannequin hand on the stove and give another person a nice warm shake.
Then you have the hand in your hand. And
Jesus!
All my clothes have pockets in them.
Sure.
And I just keep the hamster in there. I have a few, so they're interchangeable, you know?
You've trained this hamster to extend its little paw, I assume?
Yeah. Tell you what, I've never not gotten a job that I've interviewed for. So
right.
I think it works.
You being upfront with Mrs. Bucci about your finances?
Look, can we just move on and talk about handshakes?
Hand, elbow, cardinal.
I gotta let you go. Don't kiss the palm of the queen. Is that a bouquet?
Yeah, no.
Bucci.
Maybe.
Adage.
Yeah, I mean, full in, right? I'm shaking your hand.
I don't like to sit by the kitchen, but I like the booth.
The what?
The booth.
You are allergic to giving hygienic handshakes?
I have a glove that I wear.
Slap. Are we gonna do that one?
Uh-huh.
Nice centrist Democrat handshake. Do people like that, or?
I mean, you know, it's a 50-50 shot.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
This handshake involves both hands! Yes!
Alright. More coins. I'll be right back. Someone left the window that faces the apartment complex behind WFMU wide open. And there's a bunch of people oogling. Googling. Bucci. Boochgling. Hold on. That's it. No free looks. Keep your eyes off my prize.
Bucci. Adage.
Hey. Hey. It's Bucci.
B b b b b b b b b b b b b b b b b b b b Bucci.
Glad to be here. Let's crack a Le Quoi. That's le, not la. It's the male version of le Quoi. Nice.
Berry.
Did you know that le Quoi means the cross? Did you know we've been drinking ostensibly the blood of the cross this whole time? We've been sitting in our startup offices drinking this stuff, not knowing that we've been indoctrinated. And now we all love crosses. Preferably with someone on them. This chair is too short. My chin barely comes up to the board. All right, it's fine.
Bucci, it's fine.
All right. So, folks, as I mentioned last week, This, and I'm talking about this show that you're listening to right now, this is the last Bucci on a Friday, I'm afraid. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's fine. Oh, okay. I love it. Keep coming. All right, that's enough. As Biggie said, it's going to be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing when Bucci stops doing a show on Friday. Inging. Yeah, I don't know. The DJ, Bucci, has been kind of uprooted from the warm and cozy Friday night nest that he spent a lot of time building. Nights and weekends, folks. I got this nest just how I like it, too. First started with the upturned bucket hat, and then you just add layers of, golf shirts. Spit. Buzz Lightyear dolls. Random arms and legs of Buzz Lightyears. Chicken korma. Someone threw out some chicken korma. I used that to line that baby. Literally. Snakeskin. Cigarette butts. I put a bunch of cigarette butts in this nest as well. The nicotine is supposed to repel parasites. At least I thought it was supposed to. But one such parasite got in and swallowed Bucci's young and kicked him out of the nest. That person is, of course, Alan, 6 degrees. He will be in this spot next week and then going forward. And we wish him the best, figuratively. But don't worry.
No.
It's kind of a cute cry. I almost want to keep him crying, but that would be cruel. But now, babe, going forward, starting next week, the show will now be on Tuesdays, 6 to 7, same time.
Tuesdays, Tuesday, Booch days, Tuesdays.
Yeah. A lot of people have said that there's nothing ever going on a Tuesday. Well, now there is, and it's Bucci. There was a show previously over the summer that was on Tuesdays. It's a show called Between the Lines. But that was canceled. And the host of that show was asked to never, never come back to the station. Pretty sure they were. I think pretty sure they asked that. I asked Ken to make sure that that was station manager Ken, that is. Not just a random Ken. I asked him to, escort that host out of the building, and he said he was definitely going to. And I left it at that. I'm sorry, Between the Lines. They canceled things. They canceled Suits LA this summer. We'll cancel anything. Anyway, let's move on. Now, I don't want to be too dramatic about this, but there's been a black veil thrown over this show, this Friday night show. It is mourning. Fridays are mourning. All the mirrors have been covered, so you just focus on the mourning. You're not, you're not worried about what your hair looks like. You're just focusing on the sadness that must be overwhelming you. Because this Friday show was very, 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 very important to you. Something to listen to when you pre-gamed in your car, getting up the nerve to go into your house. Or on your favorite dance floor, when the DJs would play this show on the dance floor. There's no beat like a Bucci beat. Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci-ba. Oh, I almost threw up. Yep, at the end of a tough week, Bucci was there. So, what does that mean? We still have a whole 50 minutes to get through, and I would You know, in you this in my in appreciation for your support and in some completely inappropriate cases love, I would like to leave you, and I'm talking to you, with something for all your support on Friday. So, I had my lawyer, Steve, draft a will. Again, I'm not being dramatic, but I did have him draft a will because I didn't want to die intestate, because then I think station manager Ken gets everything if you are WFMU DJ and you die intestate. I think it gets fed back into WFMU. And so I have this will, and on it is a list of my possessions, and I will be making a provision for those people who call in today. If you want some of Bucci's estate, like a little piece, just a little bit, yeah, just a little bit, just a tidbit. I'm going to bequeath stuff. I'm going to be bequeathing all hour, like a, don't curse. I was just going to curse like 3 times in a row. And I know you want that. I know you've all been out there waiting for your distant uncles to die. I know I am. But you don't need to do that anymore. I was just going to be selfish and just randomly select 20 people from an old phone book that I have and give them all my, bequeath them all my estate. But then I use that phone booth, that phone book to stand on when I take pictures of my wife. And, a lot of those are outdated addresses and whatnot because it's, like, from 1996. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go the selfish route. I got to turn my baseball hat backwards, bumping into the mic. I got one of the longest bills on my baseball hat in America.
Trust Bucci.
I am, actually. If you want the bill for this very, very long bill for my baseball hat, that's up for grabs, too. Basically, everything is. You can strip Bucci down to the bone. So, you call up today, and I'm going to bequeath you something. What do you want? And if you're you can't just, like, be rude. You have to, present your case. Why do you want such a thing? Like, I got a whole bunch of things, and I don't want them to go to people who don't deserve them. Who's going to get my fire truck? Who's going to get my collection of bucket hats? Who's going to get this sound? Who's going to get my clear, smooth skin cream? And who is going to get all my tourmaline? It's Earl Sweatshirt off his new album, Live, Laugh, Love. It's Tourmaline. Only on WFMU.
I'm finna be out. I thought I told you, geek down. Trouble following me around. Everybody wanna be Bowser, I'm coming to the seat out. Fire come through me now. Pitch black tourmaline tie, wish you found me on the street.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is
Bucci bequeaths you stuff.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Recourse, of course, I had to reroute. Stories wasn't unfounded. Multitudes of one, I'm never done counting.
Just chill out. I mean, I think people need to, you know, they need to put things in context. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just leaving Friday nights. This is Bucci. And in honor of the last Friday night show, we're treating this with the gravity it deserves. And what I'm basically doing is I have a will that I have drafted at great personal expense. So much personal expense that actually I don't have a whole lot left to give away. I mean, I do, but don't expect any money. Is that a Bucci adage? Man, I freaking should be. So anyway, I have a whole bunch of stuff, 201-209-9368, if you want to be bequeathed something in my will. I'm in a generous mood. Not that generous. People in the chat are going, oh, it's not that generous. Okay, chat at WFMU.org. And also, what are you leaving Bucci? I think I forgot to mention that up top. If you're getting something from me, you need to leave Bucci something in your will. You know, you will something to Bucci, Bucci wills you something of equal or lesser value. I got a list. Let's see. What's on the list here? My iPhone 6 Plus. Plus! Two pluses. That's just sitting there waiting to go out. What else? Fitted baseball hat that says Salesforce. I got a really nice one. When I temped for Salesforce, they gave me a fitted baseball hat. And it never quite fit, but when I did wear it, I looked adorable. So maybe it'll look adorable on you. Caller, you go, Bucci. Hello? Who's this?
Hi.
Who's this? Hi.
Hi, this is Bandit.
Oh, hey, Bandit. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fine. You have a very good phone connection. That is not a compliment.
I apologize. Hold on.
Thank you very much. Okay, so I'm bequeathing a bunch of stuff here today.
This is yours now. I bequeath it.
I'm bequeathing all sorts of stuff. What do you want from me? Like, what is your... what would you like from me? First, tell me your dream, and then I'm going to tell you what I'm actually going to give you.
A game-used Bootschkaball.
Oh, I see. The game Bootschkaball. I do have that on my list. I patented that thing, and I can bequeath that. All right, you know what, Bandit? Because of your phone connection, I'm going to bequeath you my Bootschkaball, a diagram, and die.
This is yours now.
Okay.
I bequeath it.
Okay, now what are you bequeathing me?
A 1996 Toyota Camry.
A 1996 Toyota Camry. This is yours? This isn't something that you're just looking out the window and seeing right now?
No. This
How many
this
miles?
Is my car that I'm giving to you.
How many miles?
You're not going to like it. It's over 200,000.
Oh, okay. It still runs? The Toyotas go forever, right?
Yeah. Hey, and I put in a new air freshener.
All right.
So it's got the nice pine smell.
All right. Can I just have the pine smell and not the Toyota?
I could try to put it in a jar for
you.
Okay,
yeah, okay, that's what I want. Just bottle up that pine smell and give it to Booch, okay?
Okay, do I send that to the studio, or...
Yes.
I give and bequeath my...
Say what you're giving me.
A jar of pine smell.
To Bucci.
Great. Thank you so much, Bandit. I will smell that in good health, and good luck with Bootschkaball, but you can't play it. That would violate the patent. You can just have it. Don't play it.
Yep, I will just look at it.
Yeah, don't do that either. Looking at it. Just keep it in a drawer. A lot of this stuff I'm going to be giving out, you're going to be just don't look at it. Because it'll be too sad, because then you'll remember Bucci passed away. Even though he didn't. He's going to be on Tuesdays. I'm going to be on Tuesdays. 201-209-9368. I'm giving out stuff on my will. I got all sorts of wonderful things. I got this cream. Look, I got this cream right here. Mystery cream. The label came off because of the humidity in my bathroom. Figuratively. And so I don't know what it is. It is kind of a tan cream, and it's got a bunch of index finger indentations in it, so I've definitely been using it. So if you want to try that out. So I'm just giving out a bunch of stuff. So far, I have a can of pine smell. That guy Bandit tried to pass off some of his dirty Toyota. Is that a Bucci adage? To me. But I don't want any crap. I got enough crap in my life. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hello? What is it?
Hello?
Yes. Hello, Bucci.
Yes, hello. Who's this?
So this is actually a totally real call asking you for something.
Yeah, who is this, though?
This is Leo.
Oh, hey, Leo. This is a totally real call, which is, of course, what I the kind of calls I want. And then,
okay.
What are you asking for? You mean from my will? I can't give you things that are not on this piece of paper.
Okay, so my high school, the South Green High School, that's in Tennessee, by the way. You can check up on Toyota.
So there's a South Korean high school in Tennessee.
Yes.
All right.
And we're looking for donations for our baseball team.
Okay.
Yes, and if you choose to donate, we'll put up a sign in on our fence. With whatever message, as long as it's appropriate, I guess.
I see. And, okay. So, you want, what should I donate? What do you need? Do you need any fitted baseball hats that say Salesforce? I do have a bunch of those.
No, money. Money would be ideal.
Ooh, see, the problem is I'm not allowed to give money to, I can't promise money. WFMU prevents me from giving money to you. I begged, trust me, Leo, and begged our bookkeeper, Kelly, and she said yes, but then you could tell she meant no way, Jose, that's not happening. So, unfortunately, do you want any, I love that idea. Do you guys need, like, two bats? I have two bats.
You know what? Yeah, sure, we'll take the bats.
Okay, here we go.
What about the hat?
I give and bequeath my.
Yeah, sure. Okay. You're not listening to Leo. You're very dangerously close to not getting anything. Just I have to.
I give and bequeath my.
Say that what you're giving me.
I give and bequeath my baseball bats and fitted hat.
Trubucci.
Well, actually, why are you giving me those things? Okay, I'm going to give them back to you. So thank you for giving me those bats, and now I'm giving them right back to you.
Okay, thank you, Bucci.
This is yours now. I bequeath it.
Man, that was a pretty good situation. I didn't have to give anything up. He gave me his thing, I gave it right back to him. That's how it works sometimes. WFMU, Bucci, last Friday. The show is dead. I'm giving out stuff on my will. I got a lot. I got these Bucci stickers. Beautiful Bucci stickers. If you want one of those, I'll just email me your address, bucci@wfmu.org. I will give you those stickers. Don't stick them on or near a toilet. But aside from that, you can do whatever you want. You got a newborn baby, stick it on the baby's head. Look, after the sticker leaves my possession, you can do whatever you want. I would like, as far as things that I would like if you have any... if you want to give me any military medals, and then like a military uniform, and then like fake papers that says I'm a staff sergeant in the Marines, if you have like that, those things, I've always wanted to do that. Just have them, not use them to get into a base or anything like that. Giant sculpture. I've always wanted a giant metal sculpture of an abstract concept. Does this caller have one? Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci.
Yes. Hello. Who's this?
Hi, it's Annie.
Oh, hey, Annie.
How are you?
I'm fine, Annie. Contain your glee, but the show is dead on Friday. I mean, I know it's made your week, but, you know, I am sorry that I made your week.
I know. But I'm going to have to listen on a totally different night.
Yeah, the show is still on Tuesdays. I have to keep reiterating that. But, Annie, what do you... I have a list of things. What would you... what are you... You know what? I have a timeshare. Would you like a timeshare? When I have this timeshare?
Where's the timeshare?
See, that's the thing. I'm not entirely sure where it is.
Nah.
I never got the specific information about the location of the timeshare. You'll just have to go around knocking on doors, I think.
No.
Is this Bucci's timeshare? Like stuff like that. Do you don't want that?
Nah.
All right.
Nah.
I mentioned earlier tourmaline. Do you want any? I have a lot of tourmaline. You can make necklaces out of it. I have that and a bunch of other kind of silicate minerals. Would you like any minerals?
I actually love pink tourmaline.
You do?
But
okay.
I do. However,
yes.
You used to have Bucci's butterfly sanctuary?
I do. I do have a butterfly sanctuary. It's a little bit of a hellhole now, but I still do have them. The butterflies are...
You know what?
Yes, you want that?
That might be perfect. I would love a taxidermied butterfly.
A taxidermy butterfly. So
yeah.
Wait, do you want to? I'm gonna give you my butterfly sanctuary, and you're just gonna go around killing all my butterflies and pinning them to a cardboard?
No, just one after it's died.
Okay, all right. You get one butterfly.
This is yours now. Aww. I bequeath it.
What are you gonna give? What are you gonna give me?
I will give you a watercolor painting of my raised eyebrow. In judgment of you.
Is it just your eyebrow?
Yes.
I love it. Okay. Annie?
I give and bequeath my...
Tell me what you're going to give me.
Raised eyebrow in judgment of you in watercolor.
Trubucci.
Annie, I'm going to treasure it as long as this phone call goes on. Call you, Gabucci.
Gucci.
Yeah, who's
Bucci?
This? Yeah.
It's Jessa.
Oh, hey, Jessa. How are you? Jessa.
Hi. I am pretty good.
Good.
Beautiful day here in Providence.
I can't believe you're talking about...
Got a lot done today. Very productive.
Can't believe you're talking about a beautiful day on such a mournful day. You know, everyone's been... everyone salivates about
the
show on Friday. Yeah, it's the best...
This is actually the worst part of my year so far.
It's the worst best day that you've ever had, I bet.
Well, this definitely wasn't the best day before I got this news. But,
okay. Yes, Jessa?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you what I'm going to give you first.
Okay, that works.
Because you mean a lot to me. I bequeath to you...
Yes?
My Fleetwood Mac tour jacket.
Ooh. Fleetwood Mac tour jacket? What is it?
Yeah.
What is it? Is it like a silk? What's the material?
It's like your classic sort of, shiny material jacket with like a quilted pattern on the inside.
Whoa. What is
it? 1977.
That's really good. So what is it? Does it say Fleetwood Mac in the back in like cursive language?
Oh, Fleetwood Mac on the back, and it has, the concert dates.
Wow. That's I'll take that. Absolutely.
Yeah. A friend of mine once told me that everybody in Brooklyn would be... very jealous. So I think it's a nice gift. It just, Gucci, you mean a lot to me.
Well, thank you. Oh. And that is going to, that is exactly the kind of thing. You know, maybe when I finally do actually pass away, I'll be buried in it or something. That might be nice. And then nobody can get it unless they pick up my grave, which they probably not.
What an honor.
Okay.
Well, you can tell me.
So,
I'll be dead.
I'm going to give you, this drop. You've always wanted some of my drops. You email me constantly. I'm going to give you this drop.
I was literally going to ask you for a drop. Okay, which one?
You're getting this one.
Yeah, yeah. Oop, loop, oop. Yeah. Loop, loop.
That's all yours now, Jessa.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I've literally never even heard that drop on your show.
I have millions! Millions! I have a terabyte of these things, and that is yours. So use it in good health. You'll have to go onto the archives and then copy it or, record it on your phone or something, and then that's yours forever.
Oh, okay. So I have to go do a task to get
that's the way the will. That's somehow the reason wills happen. If you've ever seen a mad world, pretty sure that's the money was left in a will.
Classic.
Jessa, thank you very much, and thank you for brightening up this day, briefly.
Yeah, you gotta look for the bright side.
Bucci.
All right,
bye. That is definitely not a Bucci adage. It's like the absolute opposite of what a Bucci adage is. 201-209-9368. I'm giving out a bunch of things for my will. Look. Tourmaline, I ever gave that one up. I patented. Someone brought up patenting. So I do have some patents that people would might like. I patented this new way to distress jeans that is no one had thought of, and now is used all over the tri-state area, not counting Connecticut and New York City. There's a new way. If you ever see someone walking around in jeans, you're like, how did that distressing take place? It's Bucci. So I can give you that patent. Again, don't use it, but just look at it. Long stem roses. I can arrange. I have this in my will that I can have it arranged that a long stemmed, very long stemmed rose is delivered to you every day for the rest of your life, or next Wednesday, whatever comes first. You want a long stem, some of the longest stemmed roses since sliced bread. I can give those away. Some of these things are so long that you can't even see the top of the rose, but it exists. It would be nice and romantic, And then your partner would be like, why are you getting all these roses? Like, oh, it's from Bucci. Oh, okay, that's cool. I'm going to put my jealousy aside then. Come on, folks. They say they can't take it with you, but I will take all this stuff with me, and you won't be able to get it back. I'm going to go to my unmarked grave clutching this stuff. Cat. I got a cat. An extra one. He's a sweetheart. You do need to put these drops in his ears, and you have to inject him with this IV solution every day now. So if you ever wanted to stick a long needle into a cat and administer an IV into it, I got a cat for you. I got a whole bunch of snow globes and rosebud sleds and snow globes. They all represent Bucci's childhood.
Bucci, promise.
All right, I'll tell you how I distress jeans. I got this patent and it's worth the jeans it is printed on. So I take the jeans, and they're already distressed, right? But then, you want to get them a little bit more. So, what I do is I take a stone and, got a call. Nope, I think I hung up on that person. Call back. So I take a stone. That's it. Call you, Kabuchi.
Hey, what's Kabuchi? It's Double G.
Oh, hey, Double G. How are you?
It's a somber day. Today, Friday the 5th?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Yeah, I heard the thing.
You heard that.
Going back to Tuesday.
So I'm giving stuff up. What are you going to give me? First, before I get into what I'm giving you, what are you giving me? What am I getting for my
other than,
troubles?
Like, friendship,
I gotta wet my beak.
And, like, a consistent call when you need it.
That's a wet beat.
I have a consistent call when I need it. I can pass off.
What do you want? What are you giving me? Your grandfather?
No. He's no longer with us. But he gave me something.
I need a grandfather.
That I think would be really special for you.
Okay.
He gave me a bunch of jars that have the essence of celebrities, like when they sit down in places.
Yeah, I've heard about these jars of pants. Smells that your uncle has been, collecting. And I'd really rather not have that, if you don't mind.
Okay, I got other stuff.
Yeah,
I got a lot of
what do you have? What do you got?
I have like a, I have a bunch of cutoffs where, you know, shirts cut offs. I got shorts cut offs. I got cut off shoes, cut off hats. I got cut off shotguns. You know, things, anything that you can cut off, I cut off. Okay. I have bills that show that I've been cut off from services.
Sure.
I can give you.
Do you have, so what's a cutoff hat? Is that just like a hat without the bill, or what's a cutoff hat?
So that it's intrigues either a visor, a headband, I call them cutoff hats.
Okay, it's all right, but it's made of a hat. It's not just a sweatband, right? Because I don't want to get
screwed.
No,
that would be silly, no.
I'm going to be pissed if you give me a, all right.
It's like an old fitted, it's like an old Mets fitted that I made into a sweatband.
All right, sweet.
I give and bequeath my.
Deep cutoff collection.
Kubuchi.
Great. Thanks very much.
Wait. What am I getting? Bucci, well, slow down. What am I getting?
You get nothing.
You get nothing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I get nothing. Yeah. Bucci, you know what? I'll see you next Tuesday, Bucci.
Okay, don't say that. You can't say that on the radio. Bye.
What?
I mean, you could say on the radio that I will be here next Tuesday, but I think you can't say it in that way. 201-209-9368. I'm giving out stuff if you deserve it. I got myself a cut-off baseball hat. This is really, really quite lame. Caller Yabuchi. Hello, who's this?
Bucci, I couldn't hear you in the beginning.
Okay. Yeah, who's this?
This is Zach Arala.
Can I have your collection of nicknames so once I have them, you'll never have them again and can't use
you
them?
You already own them, Bucci. Don't we have to sign over all IP over to you when we call into the show?
I mean, no, but that is a good idea. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, put that in the terms.
These terms. I should really have put more terms into this thing. Okay, Zachary, I have, let's see, do you want my timeshare? Again, I don't know where it is, but would you like it? You can use it as something bragging rights when you go to parties. if you go to parties.
No, I don't travel too much.
Okay. Well,
people
it might
wouldn't
be,
believe it.
You never know. My timeshare might be timeshare. Right next door. You know, you never know. Because, it slipped my mind. Do you want my year?
Do you have a lot of property just lying around, or...?
That's a HIPAA violation. You can't ask that.
Oh, true.
All right, so I have a year supply.
Now, I like your
samplers.
What kind of, can I have your sampler?
Oh, you want a sampler? Do you want one of my drops?
No, I can sample those myself. I want the sampler device.
No, that's coming with me.
That goes to Tuesdays. So Tuesdays is the same show as Friday's show.
It's coming to Tuesdays. I can't give it to you because then, you know, what do I have? This show is... I'm going to say
you gotta do live
1%
drops.
Well, yeah. I mean, Zachary, what do you want?
Bring your uncle in. Bring Mrs. Bucci in. You know, do it like an old-time radio play.
All right. I already know what I'm giving you, and it's you know what? It's one of my dial tones.
Thanks, Bucci.
That dial tone is all yours. Call you Bucci.
Bucci.
Ah, who's this?
My name is Jackson. This is my first time hearing your show.
Hey, Jackson!
On my way home from work.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I have never laughed so much at a radio show. You know, and the first thing that caught my ear was one of those things that went, trust, Bucci, and it echoed. And you know, my childhood best friend, his last name is Bucci, and I had to call him. I had to tell him, dude, you know what I just heard on the radio?
His name.
Trust, Bucci.
Right.
Yeah. So I kept listening.
Well,
and
I'm
sure you're doing this thing.
I'm going to do a cease and desist to your friend, though. I mean, I'm afraid that there's a we have a problem here with your friend. But I'll contact him off.
You contact him directly. He's hard to reach, but I'm sure you can find him. You can't really miss him. He's got a big head of hair.
Okay, great. Well, me too. What's your name again? Jackson. What do you, I have all sorts of stuff. Do you want a year supply of ice?
Well, that could be useful.
Or a year supply of water. Or like 10 minutes later, I'll give you a year supply of water.
I get water. my refrigerator has one of those taps and filters right on it, and it's chilled already.
Okay, so you don't need that. Okay. I have a cut-off baseball hat. Would you like that?
I heard that you just got that from that gentleman, what was his name, Double G or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, sure. I'll take a cutoff baseball hat.
All right, so...
This is yours now. I bequeath it.
I have bequeathed you a cut-off baseball hat. Slightly used. What do you have for me that you're going to give the old Boochster?
Well, Booch, do I have to... can I give you a few options, or should I just decide?
No, I would love an option. I would love to maybe pick and choose, you know?
Well, I'm here. I'm just on my way home from work and just browsing around the cab of my truck.
Okay.
I have a lot of CDs. I have some lighters. I have a Camel Zippo lighter.
Is that an old one? Like an old Zippo?
Oh,
is that
yeah,
like...
that's old. It's from the 70s.
I like that. I've always wanted to be a guy who flips around a Zippo, but I could never really pull it off. But maybe I will now. I'm a little bit older. So, you know, like a 4-year-old flipping a Zippo.
I've been
just
getting laid
so
exponentially
lame.
More since I started flipping around that lighter.
Oh, my God.
It really works wonders.
All right.
It's been about a year.
Yeah. So what else do you have other than the Camel lighter, which I definitely don't want?
I have some spare fuses for my truck. I don't know what you drive, but maybe you want some spare fuses.
I'll take it. I'll take those fuses. I could put them in a sock and ward off people, you know, who try to attack me if worse comes to worse.
What year do you think we're in, Bucci? Fuses aren't made of glass anymore. They're not like those big bulbs. These are like tiny, tiny, tiny. These are like teeny, tiny.
Oh, they're not? I thought they were old school fuses.
So I used to work at a luggage store, and they have a big box of those old style fuses.
Okay.
Sure they would.
But those aren't yours to give.
And I could give them to you.
But those aren't yours to give. Okay, what else do you have? You said, what do you have, CDs? Give me a bunch of CDs. Give me three of your CDs. What do you have?
Three of my CDs. Okay, we have, I'm going to give you
one.
Seal by Seal.
Yep, okay.
I'm going to give you
Seal by
Sade's Greatest Hits.
Okay, I like Sade. I like her greatest hits, too.
Speaking
with
the theme of your new jacket, I'm going to give you the greatest hits of Fleetwood Mac.
Okay, so it'll go with the jacket. Okay, so I got Seal self-titled, Sade's greatest hits, and Fleetwood Mac's greatest hits.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, so here we go.
I give and bequeath my...
Fleetwood Mac CD, Seal self-titled CD, and Sade greatest hits CD.
Kubuchi.
Thank you so much, Jackson. Thank you for listening and calling in on your first time. That's a great thing. I bequeath you all my appreciation.
You know, that sounds just fair. Thank you, Bucci.
Yeah. Now I don't have any more appreciation for the last of the show, folks. So I'll give you. You can give me things, but I will not appreciate it. Call it a Bucci. I already gave you to Zachary. You can't, you know, I already gave you to Zachary dial tone. Call it Igabuchi.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Yeah, this is Alex in Maine.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm a little sad today, man, but looking forward to the future.
Yes, you'll be sad today, but then you'll be happy on Tuesdays, which usually is a very sad day. So I hope I can give a little bit of, you know, a little brightness to that miserable day.
No, I hope you can revitalize the Tuesday slot.
Well, no,
I
mean, Tuesday has some fantastic WFMU DJs. A good some. You got Feelings. I think you got Maddie, Garbage Man.
It's my favorite day.
Primo Coil is back.
Hard.
Micah. All right, so what do you want? Do you want my timeshare? I have this timeshare to nowhere, and I don't know where that is. I have a Dell laptop, if you're in the market for a Dell laptop.
Abucci, I'll tell you, I got a heart set on the second half of your secret stone aging for jeans.
I actually need this Dell laptop for my show also, so that's a good point. You know what? All right. So, what do you want? My jean distressing secret. Okay. Yeah. So now I can't give it out on the radio because then it would be worthless. But I will, if that's what you want, and you want to walk around with the best distressed jeans, you know, ever. Then I'll if that's what you want, I'll give you that. You sound like how distressed are your jeans now? Or are they just regular, and you want them to be extremely distressed?
I just bought a Japanese denim selvedge jeans, and they're brand spanking new. They're aging for, they're asking for anything.
Okay. You know what you, okay, you know, I'll tell you the secret, right? So you go up to your genes and you tell your genes that their kids are missing. That's it. So here you go. All right, give me the thing.
I give and bequeath my.
What are you giving me?
I've got a monkey paw with one finger left.
Kubuchi.
Great. Thanks so much, Alex in Maine. Enjoy that distressing secret.
This is yours now. I bequeath it.
201-209-9368. I still have a bunch of stuff. This cup full of pens and scissors. iPhone charger. It's an iPhone 3 charger. Tourmaline. I got a SH double hockey sticks amount of tourmaline. Call you, Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
This is Hero.
Oh, hey, Hero. How are you?
Good, good.
Okay, Hero, do you want a car? I have a DJ Mona's car. She went to John Waters' camp, and she left her car. And so I have that.
Okay.
Would you like a real-life WFMU DJ's car?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
This is yours now. I bequeath it.
Just don't let Mona see it, because she will come after you.
Oh, well, maybe not now.
It's too late. It's yours. So what are you giving Booch there, my friend, figuratively?
I'll give you $10 during the Hellraiser. The $10 you gave me.
Okay, you're going to give me $10.
No, the $10 that you gave me.
What? So wait,
remember,
you're giving me back my own $10?
Yes.
I'll take it.
I give and bequeath my.
What are you giving?
$10 during the Hellraiser. Your
Kubuchi.
$10 that
All right.
you gave me.
I've always wanted. I missed that $10. It's the one where I drew a crucifix necklace on the. Who's on the $10 bill?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't even know. All right, Hero. Thank you very much. I appreciate always a little pledge for the old radio station.
Yes.
And I appreciate you being so generous. And thanks for.
Thank you.
Whatever you gave me, I forgot. Oh, that was the money. What did I give him? Oh, Mona's car. Shoot, I shouldn't have done that. Call her Gabucci.
Hey, Bucci, it's Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Still here.
Good. So, Franco, what would you like of mine? I've given you a kind of a list. I got this mystery cream. I have my cat. Horse stable. I have a horse stable. I don't have any, you know, if you have a bunch of horses, you don't know where to put them. I have a horse stable.
Uh-huh. Well, how about this? I'll make it very simple for you.
Mm-hmm.
But just a framed picture of you with your kind of shade tipping, you know, kind of putting your glasses down on your nose.
Oh, I see. Kind of
and
like,
just,
whoa, who
I
is
want it framed
that?
In a picture frame that I can stand
Hello.
Up right next to the computer.
Okay. All right. I can do that. I mean, I will blank out my face with whiteout, though, in the photo. And then you'll just see the glasses being tipped down my nose. But the eyes will have crosses on them, and the mouth will have like a skeleton mouth kind of drawn.
Well, just leave the tip of your nose.
Yeah,
so
I know. That is what I'm going to
doing.
Do. Yes. The tip of my nose is the most recognizable part of my nose.
Well, there you go.
All right. So what are you giving me?
Let's see. How about all my nervous records?
Nervous?
Actually, I only have one.
Okay. Well, don't give me that. Don't give me your only nervous record. Do you have anything
no
else?
No, nervous.
Oh, nervous. Well, I don't want to give you your nervous. You know, you're going to be missing. You're going to wake up in the middle of the night crying, you know. Where's my nervous?
Okay, well, what would you like from me?
Well, why don't you cook me a nice meal? You're a chef of some repute. Why don't you give me some food? That's your love language.
You have a special request.
You make a good pie, right? How about a pie?
What kind of a pie?
Strawberry rhubarb.
Oh, I can do that.
Okay, great.
I give and then I'll have it sent
strawberry rhubarb pie.
DLH. I think they're really quick.
Kubuchi.
I'll take it and make sure it's real warm by the when I get it.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Call Yagabuchi. Hello.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah. Hey. Who's this? Real fast.
This is Seth.
Okay. Seth. All right.
I'd like that cup of pen. Actually.
Okay, well, actually, I'm going to give you this handful of coins and throw you out the door.
What?
You get those coins.
This is yours now. I bequeath it.
Man, I'm feeling better and better. I am, I feel like I've given you things. People who haven't called, I'm afraid you get nothing. But I feel
you
like...
You get nothing.
You get nothing.
But you still, you know what you do get? Bucci on Tuesdays, because that's where he's moving after this. Long live Tuesdays. That being said, I won't be here for the next 2 weeks. They have a fill-in next week, and then the preceding week, there'll be a best of Bucci of the summer. So that's it. And, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm getting a text message right here. Ooh.
I don't believe this reflects Bucci's true intentions. At the time it was signed, the DJ was not in a condition to fully understand what he was doing. And I believe someone improperly influenced him in making these decisions.
You get nothing.
You get nothing.
I'm afraid everybody gets nothing. I was not in the I was not in a sound mind and body to be giving out anything. So that's it. The only thing that you do get is the station ID for WFMU. WFMU East Orange. WMFU Mount Hope. New York City and Rockland County. 91.9 FM. And online at WFMU.org. Friday is dead. Tuesday is alive. I'm always going to say alive and kicking, but that's not the case. Caller. All right, take more coins. You want some things? Just some coins. Up next is Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam. Only on WFMU. Let's get it on. Pulling that trigger. It's in short shooter. Hitting that point blank range, high pursuer. Direction just don't change. Earthquaker. Hitting the world by surprise. Ground shaker. Evaporate before your eyes like a drama. I produce a lasting effect full of drama. Everybody hit the deck. Limb from limb, I'm forced to decapitate. Drop signs as I demonstrate talent. Afrocentrically inclined, combine the rhyme to coincide on time. Point of attack, hijack, get the gap. A menace to the game.